Triple M News.
Hey there, I'm Joseph Ogilvie. Controversy reigns over local government elections, but Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk believes it was no less safe than buying groceries or booze. Speaking to Nine, she's defended not calling it off despite the threat of coronavirus.
I listened to the health officer and it was much safer to do that, Carl, than going to Dan Murphy's or going to a crowded supermarket where everyone's jostling each other.
There are reports up to 800,000 Queenslanders may not have voted. While new rules are in place this morning, gatherings of two people or more are banned, boot camps, skate parks and playgrounds shut down. Looking broadly, lockdown does appear to be having an effect, with infection rates evening out. New South Wales has 127 new cases this morning, while Victoria has 56, bringing the national tally past 4,000. Aussies laid off from work could get up to $1,500 a fortnight to subsidise their wages. The federal government's business hibernation plan will be announced later today. Josh Frydenberg saying everyone needs to lift right now.
Whether it's with the banks providing relief, whether it's the energy companies providing relief, the moratorium on rent evictions, or indeed the announcement that will be made later today about income support and a wage subsidy, that's all about ensuring that businesses and families can get to the other side of this crisis.
Canberra is also promising new measures to protect both residential and commercial renters from eviction amid the crisis.